Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Garmin Limited, a global leader in GPS technology and wearable electronics. We'll discuss how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, their approach to DEI, their adaptability in the tech market, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's dive in.
Garmin is known for its innovations in GPS and wearable technology. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like status quo bias and overconfidence influence their strategic decisions, particularly in product development and market expansion?
Status quo bias and overconfidence are significant for Garmin. Status quo bias might lead the company to stick with familiar technologies or strategies, potentially hindering innovation if they are too cautious about deviating from proven approaches. Overconfidence can drive Garmin to aggressively pursue new markets or technologies, which might lead to overestimating their capabilities or the potential success of new products. Balancing these biases is crucial for Garmin to stay innovative while managing the risks associated with new ventures and technologies.
Garmin's ability to manage these biases affects both their innovation strategies and their overall market performance. Maintaining a balance between innovation and risk management is key to their success.
Exactly. Garmin's approach to handling these biases helps them remain competitive in the dynamic tech industry while pursuing new opportunities and managing risks effectively.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Garmin. How does DEI intersect with their behavioral finance approach?
DEI is crucial for Garmin given its global market presence. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI practices can enhance creativity and decision-making within the company. A diverse workforce brings varied perspectives, which is important for driving innovation in GPS and wearable technology. For investors, Garmin's commitment to DEI can signal a progressive and inclusive company, potentially improving its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Effective DEI initiatives can also support talent acquisition and retention, which is essential for maintaining a competitive edge.
Investors are increasingly recognizing the importance of DEI, especially in tech companies where diversity can drive better innovation and market understanding.
Exactly. Garmin's DEI efforts not only enhance their internal operations but also contribute to their market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptability, Garmin operates in a highly competitive tech sector with rapidly evolving technologies. How does the company adapt to these changes, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Garmin's strategy involves staying ahead of technological trends and adapting to market changes by investing in innovation and responding to consumer needs. Behavioral finance plays a role in managing the risks associated with technological advancements and market fluctuations. The company's ability to quickly adapt to new technologies and consumer preferences helps them maintain a competitive edge. Balancing risk and innovation is crucial for navigating the dynamic tech landscape and ensuring long-term success.
Garmin's adaptability is key to its success in the competitive tech market. Their ability to manage risks while embracing innovation helps them stay relevant and competitive.
Exactly. Garmin's focus on adaptability and innovation helps them navigate the complexities of the tech industry and maintain a strong market presence.
Now, let's compare Garmin Limited to other tech companies like Apple, Fitbit, and Samsung. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ among these companies?
Garmin's dynamics can be compared to Apple, Fitbit, and Samsung. Apple's focus on premium devices and ecosystem integration attracts investors interested in high growth and brand loyalty. Fitbit, with its emphasis on health and fitness tracking, appeals to investors focused on wellness technology. Samsung, offering a broad range of consumer electronics and innovative features, attracts those interested in diverse tech solutions. Garmin's specialization in GPS and wearable technology provides a unique value proposition within the tech sector, appealing to investors who value expertise and specificity.
Garmin's specialization in GPS and wearables offers a unique perspective compared to its peers, each of whom has different focuses within the tech industry.
Absolutely. Each company's behavioral finance dynamics shape their strategies and investor perceptions, making Garmin's specialized approach a notable player in the tech sector.
To sum up, Garmin Ltd.'s approach to business is influenced by behavioral finance principles, including how biases impact their technology development and market strategies, their commitment to DEI, and their adaptability in the tech sector. Understanding these factors provides insight into Garmin's market positioning and potential risks and rewards.
That's right. Analyzing these dynamics helps clarify what drives Garmin's stock performance and how behavioral biases influence their decisions.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Keep exploring and stay curious.